No other factor has influenced sex in contemporary China like the internet. It makes all the difference in the world. Suddenly, people from all parts of China are able to communicate with each other and even make plans to meet, even if they're a long distance apart. And online dating has become a huge business like you wouldn't believe. Some Chinese dating sites have tens of millions of registered users, and each of them pays a little fee, just a few yuan. But even with that little fee, if you have 50 million registered users, that means some site owners are becoming very, very rich. So the internet has made it easy for Chinese people, especially in the cities, to find one-night stands and multiple partners. So it's affecting the Chinese mindset. Chinese people are doing things that would have been inconceivable 20 or 30 years ago, and the internet makes it easy. Also interesting is that the internet has played a role in increasing the Chinese people's sense of sexual freedom. The big turning point in this regard happened in 2003 when a very, very daring young woman using the assumed name of Muzamei started a sex blog, and she went into incredible lascivious detail about her sexual adventures, including what positions she made love in, and she named names. She named her very first post about it, named a famous Chinese rock musician, and she left nothing to the imagination. Her site caused a huge sensation and soon began to get so many page views that it crashed her host's servers. She became a global celebrity, and so many reporters were trying to interview her that she wrote on her blog that she'd only have interviews with reporters she had sex with. This was typical Muzamei humor, teasing and tying everything into her sex life. Her blog was inevitably shut down by the authorities, but only after she had become a superstar and, interestingly enough, something of a role model to millions of young Chinese women. Many of these women started their own blogs, and they often featured erotic photos of themselves and hints about their sex life. And some of these were shut down, some weren't. Women suddenly felt more empowered to express themselves and to talk about sex. It wasn't taboo to talk about their sexual life, and Muzamei changed the face of the Chinese blogosphere forever. And a few years later, Muzamei, always a little bit of a devil, put up a lengthy podcast of her making love with a man, with all the moans and groans and oohs and ahs. And once again, her servers were crashed and the government shut the podcast down. Just as a side note, Muzamei is now working as a reporter in southern China. Another interesting aspect of the internet in China is how it's been used to expose acts of sexual exploitation and sexual corruption by government officials. In Shenzhen, a few years ago, an official visiting from Beijing molested a very young girl, I think she was like 12 years old, in a restroom at a restaurant, and he boasted to the parents that there was nothing they could do. He was so powerful. Well, unfortunately for him, a videotape captured him shouting at the parents, and it got onto the internet immediately and went viral. He was removed from office. What happened was that the video set off what's called a human flesh search engine, and that's where thousands, if not millions, of netizens, as they're called in China, searched for every detail they could possibly come up with about this man, every bit of dirt to get his name, stories about maybe criminal things he did. They tried to dig up everything, and they did dig up his name, and it became a huge embarrassment for the government, and he was dropped. They didn't press charges against him, but he was dropped from the party in disgrace, and that is a huge step forward. Just a few years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do that without the internet. Another really shining example of the internet being used to point out sexual exploitation was in 2009, when a young waitress in a karaoke bar stabbed a party official to death because he tried to molest her. She used a fruit knife. A second official was there, and she wounded him pretty badly too. This story spread across the internet like wildfire. Here was this woman who was defending herself from possible rape, and she was the one taken to prison. So eventually she was released from prison without charges. By this time, she had become a national folk hero and an example of what women should do to protect themselves against sexual predators. Before the internet, no one would ever have known about these incidents, and the injustices would have gone unpunished. Now, there's no doubt that sexual exploitation is still a serious problem in China, but the internet has raised public awareness and generated a national dialogue about it, and that's an important first step in combating this problem.